Hello, this is Carlos.
Hey, Carlos. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hi, Amy.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
So I was calling to follow up. Are we able to move forward this morning?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Awesome. So your first name, is that Carlos?
Yes.
And your last name, sir?
Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z.
All right. And I just want to re-verify. The email address I have for you is ccvalet2020@gmail.com.
Yes.
Phone number is 407-453-2945. Is this a cell phone?
Yes, that's correct.
Beautiful. I'm sending out a series of text messages now, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. I'm available to you Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. The second email is the number for client support, and the third is going to be a six-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system, okay?
Okay.
Now, anytime we contact you, we're going to be contacting you from that 877 phone number. Unless it's me, then it comes from a localized number. So just make sure you program that number into your phone, because you just want to be aware of when we're reaching out to you. Now,
sure.
We have to have Google send a PIN code out to you in the physical mail. If you're working from a home office, we completely understand, but I do need that physical address.
Okay, it's 8628.
8628.
Drayton Court, D-R-A-Y-T-O-N.
It sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like a Drayton. It sounds like it belongs in Harry Potter.
That's a weird name.
It is a weird name. It's kind of strange, you know? So, okay. Next. Now, Carlos, is there going to be anybody else that has authorization to make change or adjustment on behalf of the company?
Yeah, you can put my wife on there.
Okay. And what is her name?
Celeste Ortiz.
Celeste. Let's make sure I spell it right.
C-E-L-E-S-T.
Yes. And her phone number?
407.
Mm-hmm.
219.
Mm-hmm.
8498.
Okay. And then we're going to set a security question on the account. So just make sure that when she calls in on behalf of the company, that she knows that security question, because we have a very strong effort to protect all of your proprietary information. If she doesn't have that answer, then they wouldn't give her any responses, okay?
Okay.
And that's going to be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you like?
City I was born in, I guess.
Okay. That's the easy one, right?
Yeah.
What is the city you were born in?
Plantation.
Got it. All right, perfect. Now, tell me about the actual services and what all you want to be coming up for.
Cabinetry installation, cabinetry sales.
Okay.
Granite quartz countertops.
Okay.
All of that stuff. Kitchen and bath renovation.
Okay. Are you doing full home improvement or just kitchen and bath?
Yeah, we're just focused on kitchen and bath at the moment.
Remodel and renovation. Okay, are you doing floors, black backsplashes, and
yes.
Showers as well?
Yes.
Okay. Tile?
Not so much showers, but yeah, we will do it if we need to. Yeah.
Well, we don't have to advertise for it if you don't want.
No, you can take it off. Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, custom cabinets,
the cabinetry,
right?
And the granite, yeah.
Okay. And then what about What about refinishing cabinets?
Yeah, you can do that.
Is that a thing that you're doing as well? Okay.
Yes, it is.
Custom kitchen, custom bathroom. Because obviously you're looking for the higher end, more luxury type of things. So, you know, you're not looking for the basic stuff. You're looking for the higher end stuff or clients that are willing for upsell, right? I mean, the quartz and the stone and things like that, those aren't for the cheap.
We like to be kind of in the middle.
Yeah, but, yeah, affordable, but fancy, basically, right?
Sure. Of course.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So, and then I do have to schedule a client onboarding appointment with the technician. This conversation itself, it really only takes about 20, 30 minutes, but we do block off the entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. I have available appointment time today between 12 and 1, or I have something available between 5 and 6 or 6 and 7. Which time frame is best for you?
I guess 5 and 6.
Okay. All right. You're going to receive an email notification here in just a second that's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N. This means Client Interview English. It is a placeholder in the Google Calendar. Now, 1 hour before the appointment, Carlos, my technician is going to send a text and an email reminder. Pardon me, just reminding you that the client onboarding appointment is coming. And then for the client onboarding, it is going to come from the 877 number, and I will be calling with the technician just to give you an introduction and get everything kind of transferred over very smoothly. So you can expect that. If for any reason you were unable to keep the appointment time, Carlos, when you get that text or email, just feel free to go ahead and just say, hey, I need to push it an hour or whatever the case is, okay?
Okay, sure.
Now, do you have a business profile for Facebook for Cabinet Pro installations?
No, I don't believe so.
So you just have the personal, right?
To be honest, I haven't used Facebook in so long.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know what I have.
That's okay. It's included with the package.
Mainly the Instagram. Okay.
Yeah,
we have a Google business profile, I think.
Okay.
For my other, like my LLC.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to create a new one.
Well, we can see. So I'm putting it here in the notes that you say that you have one, so you can give them access during client onboarding, okay?
Sure.
And then they can tell you what to do with that. Now, what's going to happen is if you have a personal Facebook page, no worries. They're just going to ask you to log in so we can get access to it to build the business one. There will be no correlation between your personal Facebook and your business profile, okay?
Okay.
So that's going to be a great way to retarget and get everything up and moving forward. Now, do you have a logo for the company or do you need one?
I do have a logo already.
And you have personal, you have photos as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And what are the hours of operation for you?
Just a regular 9 to 5, I guess.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be fine.
All righty. And what forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Cash, check, Zelle, credit card, yeah.
Okay.
Cash, check, Zelle, credit card, Venmo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're going to put that, they can put that down on the website. They can do payment integration, and those payments go straight to you. So it's pretty cool when they have that available, because then you don't, It can all filter through there if you choose to. I'll tell them to go over that with you during client onboarding. Do you have any proof of license, insurance, or tax ID information?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, beautiful. So I have all the information that I need for that. The last thing that we're going to do, Carlos, is we're going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done monthly. But first, in order to secure the listing today, is it just your first and last name on the card, or is there any middle initial?
On the card, let me take a look at it. Sorry, give me a second.
It's okay, take your time.
On the card is a middle initial, J.
J. Okay, let me go ahead and add it in here. And then the billing address is the Drayton Court address?
Correct.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It's, almost dropped it, 4741.
Mm-hmm.
6590.
Okay.
1257.
All right.
5790.
Expiration month and year?
April 25th, 425.
And the three-digit code on the back?
588.
I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Cabinet Pro Installations.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Carlos Ortiz, President.
Carlos, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, Carlos, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages, which is 3 actual days, coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We have gone ahead and set up the security question in an effort to eliminate spam and robocalls. But if you receive any of those, please understand Local Splash will never be asking you for another dollar beyond the monthly payment. In the event that you receive any of those type of calls, please make sure you notify us so we can DNC them for you on your phone, okay?
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is November 2nd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. The reoccurring payment of $249 will happen on the second day of every month, again, with no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. If you choose to pause the services or deactivate them for any reason, therefore canceling, you may do so anytime by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of January. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Carlos, that concludes the voice verification. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. There's just one last little piece of housekeeping here. I'm going to send you, you should have received a text. This is Carlos J. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We'll send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Do you see that?
Yeah, I just got a bunch of messages and email.
We'll try not to spam you any further. I do apologize. On that last text, go ahead and click the link that's provided there. This is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, so it's literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. Once you open it up, you'll see that it says Google Business Profile. It also has the Facebook ads. It has all the different services that are being provided. If there's an asterisk by an item, it means that it may or may not be included within your package or could be upgraded or added at any time when it's applicable and you agree to that. Please scroll down to the bottom. Click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name for me.
All right.
Perfect. Once you hit confirm signature, it should take you to a screen asking for a username and password. Do you see that?
Yeah.
You can bookmark that screen. That is the tracking and reporting system from with which you will be able to track the results of the package. However, you will receive the login credentials for that approximately 3 to 5 days from conducting client interview, which is set for today between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll get the login credentials. Username is always going to be the phone number for the business. Password will be auto-generated once your dashboard has been created, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any further questions for me, Carlos?
No, not right now.
All right. It was a real pleasure taking care of you today, and welcome to Local Splash.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This number is the one I should save, the 877-635?
Correct. And once you call that 877 number, what's going to happen is it's going to prompt you for current clients, which you are, to press 1, okay? And then after that, you can either press 224, or you could say Amy Nelson, that's me, or you can say website help, or if you needed keyword coverage, you wanted to make an adjustment to your keywords. Whatever the case is, you can say it directly to the automated system, and you'll be connected with that department.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah. It was my pleasure. All right. Have a good day, Carlos.
You too.